B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We had a clam bake.
I can't believe you found this song.
This may be the cheesiest movie you'll ever see.
That's saying something, because I've watched a lot of Lifetime.
No, this is cheese on cheese. It's like a cheese sandwich with cheese on top of the bread. Because it's one of those movies where Elvis was towards the end of his career, and it was he was a rich oil man's son who wanted to make it on his own in Miami in the 60s. And there was one of those movies where they showed Elvis surfing, but you know it was a green screen.
Yep, you're like really IMD bad. Bob.
Yeah.
Telling me all about this.
Yeah, IMD. Well, why are they talking about clam bake? No, anyway, you know what they used to do that back in the old movies?
Yes.
With a green screen, and he'd be surfing when his hair would not move.
Oh,
at all.
Yeah.
It
yep,
was perfect.
Yep, that's pretty cheesy.
It was cheesy. So we had a non-cheesy clam bake yesterday for the company
it was
outing.
Nice.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
I've never been out to Thompson Island, which is one of, you know, the islands.
You've never been to the outing at all?
I had never been. I can't believe it. It always yeah. There was always a conflict. In fact, it got rained out twice this summer,
right.
So I was able to go because it did, because I had
worked
it scheduled.
Out.
Yeah, but I'll never have a conflict again.
Right?
Because I was so flush with lobster and corn and clams
yeah.
and beer.
It was awesome.
Oh, it was great.
That was a lobster bake or a clam bake. More of a lobster
bake. Lobster bake, yeah.
We're not rubbing it in. The moral of the story is, if
yes.
your company, you know, is nice enough to put together an outing,
mm-hmm.
go. Enjoy it.
Yes,
have
go
fun.
Have a good time. Be warned, if it's beer drinking during the day on
that's,
a Monday, you're
going
to be tired.
Yeah.
I feel like with day drinking, you need to choose your booze wisely.
Beer
is a
not-
sleepy thing.
Yeah,
tequila. No,
you that. Like, but then other things happen with tequila that you
I know that's,
make
that's,
for a much more
yes.
interesting clam.
Exactly.
Bake. Maybe you would have went, you know, water skiing.
I know, right?
And your hair wouldn't move.
I would have.
You could have water skied behind the ferry.
Exactly. Exactly.
No,
it was fun.
It was great. So seriously, if your company is nice enough to put together,
some people
an
are
outing,
shy.
I think there's a little bit to that.
Yeah, and I think with this one, it's on an island, too, so people feel shy and
you're definitely
stuck.
Deserted stuff,
so,
right.
But no, it's great.
I'm the new guy. I went. I didn't care.
Yeah, but you're not shy.
Oh, yes, I am. I can't believe you haven't picked up on that yet. No, but it was great. Glad you made it.
Yeah, and people should go to those islands, like take the ferries out
that
to Thompson
cool.
Island, and you walk around, and you can have a picnic. And
gorgeous.
Like, we got there, and there was obviously a wedding this past weekend, because
yeah.
there was some sort of, like, setup there.
Yeah,
it was really
it was
pretty.
Like what do you call that from Wedding Crashers? A hopa?
A hopa.
Yeah, remember
hupa,
that?
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
something like
mm-hmm.
that. So, yeah, no, the awesome wedding. So, anyway, we had a lot of fun yesterday, but we're, you know, probably not at 100%, but that happens.
Are we ever?
It's the boss's fault, right? There's that.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. That's the Knack at 619. How's weather look today, LBF?
Good.
Good.
Sun and clouds, a high of 82. Not too hot, not too cool. Perfect beach day, because I like a little cloud cover when it's just sunny. I have to squint, and it causes wrinkles.
They have but you have umbrellas for that. You know,
I
come
guess,
on.
But it's
don't
just,
you put
you know,
an umbrella up when you go to the beach?
I like God's umbrellas.
You like,
those are clouds.
Those are nice, but you know, I'm not gonna trust always in heaven above. Let's do a quick sports short. This is brought to you by Big Y World Class Markets. Yay, the Sox shocked the world and won last night. It was
that's
got to the
nice.
Point they went a week without winning. So you just everybody's depressed.
Maybe
my
they gave it up for the week.
Poor
we're
Bev.
Not gonna win this week.
Bev no Bev was just about to jump off the train. You know, the Sox train, but
yeah.
she might be back on. They won last night. Rick Porcello did pretty well. He pitched six innings. They won 7-5. They'll play again against the Royals tonight. Andrew Cashner gets the start. And the Pats are in Motown visiting old Matt Patricia. They're doing some working out there. Joint practices leading up to the preseason opener in Detroit coming up.
Wait.
Yeah.
Does Danny Amendola play for the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, he does now.
Oh, God, I can't believe I remember that. But I do follow him. That's nice. So he's with his pals.
He's with his pals.
Yeah, that's
Matt
good.
And so they're hanging out.
Yeah, okay.
So that's good. And Tom was asked yesterday about age, because he's just signed that contract to be around till 44. Here's what Tom had to say about that.
The football doesn't care how old you are, whether you're drafted or not. You know, the football doesn't care how much experience you have. It just knows, you know, when I let that ball go, it's got to be in the hands of the guy who's it's intended for.
That's Tom. You got to like it. The football doesn't
care. Talking about
care.
The football as if it's actually got a brain.
It does. It has a brain.
The football doesn't care.
Have you seen Tom this year?
I mean, we're like a little moving we're a little, or just in Instagram
in talking,
posts?
He looks thin. Like
he
his face
looks
is
thin.
Super gaunt now.
Well, you know, he eats avocado ice cream.
That's he's not going to fatten you up. And you're saying
top
that,
shape.
I guess, man, he's super.
Here's
lean.
The problem with a certain age, and I've always said this: you've got to choose between your face or your butt.
What do you mean?
Here's why. Because if you want a nice body, a nice like thin body and a nice butt and all that stuff, you're going to lose weight and your face is going to get gaunt.
Yeah.
If you don't want your face to be gaunt, you got to just kind of give up on your body.
Okay. Well,
it's just one of those things.
Well, how's his butt? Did he give up on that too?
I think his butt's fine.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah, so much of that theory.
It's just my theory.
You know, maybe he needs to go to Big Y, the world-class market. Warm weather means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's delicious. Just like Mom's Deli Salads. Home-style potato, egg, and potato macaroni or coleslaw. Made with only the finest ingredients. Deli salads, just like Mom used to make. They're perfect sides to any meal. Available only at your neighborhood Big Y. Speaking of why are you cracking the whip today? What's going on?
This is my favorite story of the day. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a career change, there's a New York woman who's going to teach you how to crack the whip, especially if your boyfriend or husband or significant other is
in a power position.
Yes, in the boardroom,
okay.
But at home, different.
All right, I think you know what she's talking about. Don't miss it. That's next.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right. Well, Brian's on vacation. LBF, travel, tread lightly.
I'm going to try.
If the kids are in the car, you know, I just.
I'm going to be good.
You're going to be good.
This story makes me giggle super hard because I just don't understand it.
So you'll use a lot of innuendo.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So.
Okay. So be subtle, but don't, you know.
So I'm reading my paper of record, the New York Post.
And, yes, it is.
Reading about this woman, Chrissy Monroe. She's a CEO of the Millennial Plastic Surgery Clinic in Midtown. And she's meeting all these guys, but she's dating these serious, wealthy, powerful men, often captains of the boardroom. But they would turn to mush the second they stepped into the boudoir. I'd be with these very bossy men who were CEOs, surgeons, or judges, but in bed they become completely different.
Big job. Big job, guys, right?
They, okay. Yes, they want to paint my toenails. I had one guy who always wanted to come and clean my house. I'm like, what? This is amazing.
Wait a minute. And they're paying to do it. They want to be bossed around.
No, they're in relationships. They just want to be bossed around.
Oh, I see.
So she decided to make the most of it and give these guys what they want. So she is taking a class. It's from the Black Book Concierge, where for 4 sessions that cost $2,000, you can learn the fine art of dominatrixing.
Wow. Is that what they call it?
Doming.
Doming. The
plural. It's the new pole dancing. Yeah. That's what they say. Now, like, this is pop culture these days, because between 50 Shades of Grey and, I guess, on Billions, do you watch that show?
No.
Paul Giamatti's character, he's like a high-powered U.S. attorney, but he comes home and his wife dominates him. But, like, not in the way that, like, is, you know, like, clean the kitchen or empty the dishwasher. It involves stilettos and boots.
She does. There are stilettos and boots?
Yes, exactly.
Any? No?
I think so.
Subtle. Okay.
This woman, Goddess Adrienne in New York City, she makes $500 to $1,000 an hour using that whip.
Doing that $500 to $1,000 an hour.
And in this Black Book Concierge class, 30 women are on the waiting list. And they're looking to expand in Gestad and Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez?
Yeah.
Those are good places to do it.
I know. No kidding.
Right.
It's just so funny to me that these captains of industry.
So you're a psychology minor, right, in college.
I'm an armchair psychologist.
Okay, so get into the armchair.
So here's what I think.
What do you think?
I think it's I mean, whatever you want to do. But right. Here's the thing. I understand in a way that where these guys, where they're in control all day, and they're like the captains of industry, and they're surrounded by
boss,
yes people
right.
and all that stuff, that when they come home, they just want to... I mean, this is the complete opposite. I just want to relax with a glass of rosé.
Yeah.
But these guys, I mean, I don't have a high-powered job. They just want to be domineered because they're
crazy.
Domineering all day.
Yeah.
Much kind of like, and the only reason I understand this in any
Careful.
Way, shape, or form,
mm.
like moms, you know when you're a mom, I know you're a dad, but
yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
moms, they're taking care of everybody all day. And they're not just doing like the mm-hmm. taking care of, but they're, you know, they're making all the appointments. They're brushing teeth. They're doing everything, which is why moms just want like... their boyfriend or dad or significant other to make the plans, call the babysitter, make
right.
the reservation
mm-hmm.
because they're so
Draw
busy
the
doing it all day and all night
yeah.
that they want a break from it. So essentially, if you hire a babysitter or make a dinner reservation, you're a dominatrix.
No, you're not. That's not real close. But
anyway,
I hear you say. But you know what? The thing is, you're right. The common thread that goes through these guys is they're all high powered
yes.
jobs. You didn't mention any blue collar guy job.
I bet you there's some out there.
I don't think so.
they
Unless they're the foreman.
They're just not paying $500 or $1,000.
Maybe they can't afford it. Maybe that's what it is. But,
but anyway,
you
if you want to take one of these classes, it's in New York City. It'll cost you $2,000 for four sessions. Take notes. Oh, my God.
But then you can you cash in after that, though? Can you start?
You can become your own business?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so. I'm not condoning that. I feel like it might be slightly illegal.
This is for home use only, please.
I am just telling you the news.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not.
No, you're not. You're not suggesting that anybody open a new dommy business.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Doming, whatever you call it. There you go. We just pass it on. Let's take a look at trouble spot traffic.
Okay, this is brought to you by National Grid. Okay, the expressway northbound, it's a lot of brake lights from Furnace Brook Parkway to Columbia Road. 95 north, there's an accident at 495 in Foxborough, mm. and 128 south, it's slow from Logan to the split. If you're using more energy at summer temps, as summer temps climb, National Grid has your solution. Summer is a great time to schedule a no-cost home energy assessment. You'll get instant energy savings with LED light bulbs, low-flow shower heads, and advanced power strips. Visit ngrid.com today.
You know, just thinking, it couldn't be more unappealing to me.
What?
That whole dominatrix thing. Because to me, it'd be like the exact opposite.
It'd be like a weird nagging thing.
Yeah, no. I'd want like, you know, a massage. That'd be good. Just do that. That'd be nice. Maybe draw a hot sauna would be nice.
I know.
Yeah. They'd be like, this guy, wait a minute. You don't. I'd be wasting your money. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah. No. I'd be like, is there a cold beer in this deal?
And she'd throw it at you and yell at you.
No.
Yeah,
don't. No.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay. We got some 90210. Stuff, things I learned on Instagram, including Matt Damon and tattoos. But first, Debbie Harry, I got some interesting things coming out from her book. Bob, do you have a question you want to do at the beginning of this or at the end?
At the end, I've got tough trivia for a great DVD.
Okay.
This
All
is
right,
good
cool.
question.
Okay, so stay tuned.
Stay with us. Stay tuned for your chance to win stuff.
And, you know, the question might derive from this Dirty Laundry Report. Okay, Debbie Harry has a new book coming out, and she reveals a lot of things. But the thing that I couldn't believe was her run-in with serial killer Ted Bundy. I don't know where she was. It doesn't say in this story, but she was somewhere where Ted Bundy was. Mm-hmm. And she said, for some reason, there were no cabs, and I was wearing these big platform shoes. The car kept circling round and round. This guy was calling out, come on, I'll give you a ride. Finally, I gave in and got in the car. I realized I made a big mistake. And then she went on to write, then I looked over at the door to crank down the window and saw there was no door handle, no crank. I cast my eyes around and saw that the car had been gutted, which is one of the things.
Right.
And then there was nothing in there. The hairs in the back of my neck stood up, so I stuck my arm out through the crack of the window and managed to open the door from the outside. I was so lucky.
Holy cow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was the 70s, right? She was probably not even a star then.
Just yeah, to, probably just, yeah, it. Who yeah. knows? So anyway, the yeah. autobiography, it's called Face It, is set for release October 1st. And I mean...
Underrated band.
Yes, exactly. Band, and I think Blondie. She has lots to reveal mm-hmm. about, you know, sort of the times and
well,
her
they were
life
just in
and,
town last couple weeks ago yeah, with Elvis Costello.
I love Debbie Harry. She's so great. Okay, you guys, tomorrow night on Fox... The reboot of Beverly Hills 90210 is going to premiere, but more importantly, Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling are launching a live talk show tour. It's going to be called Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling Live, A Night to Remember.
Wait a minute. Okay. Let me write this down.
It's going to be the ultimate girls' night out. And they're going to be talking about, obviously, their lives and 90210 and all that other good stuff. So not only is the 90210 show being rebooted, they're going on tour. And they're going to be in Medford, Massachusetts on November 24th. So that's exciting.
And they're charging people to hear their whatever live
stories.
I would
pay some good money for that.
Would you really? You'd go to that?
I would.
Maybe we'll get tickets to you.
I think that would be fun. And you know, Tori Spelling apparently was very upset that she's never been asked to be a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, and I think that I was very upset that I was that I was
I
never
thought
asked.
You were upset for Tori.
No, I'm upset for myself.
That you were never asked Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie
are
returning for American Idol season 3. I just want to let you guys know that. And things I learned on Instagram. Matt Damon got all four of his daughters' names tattooed on his arm.
See, I would do that. I would do daughters.
You would?
Yeah. I'm not ready to do wife yet.
He's got wife. He's got Lucy on there, too.
Oh, man.
There was just like script right on his arm.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it hasn't affected his relationship because he's been married to her for like at least 20 years.
Right.
He met her as she was a bartender down in Miami.
I remember.
I know. And now they have four kids. Well, they have four kids.
Would Dave have your name tattooed on
no.
his arm?
No way.
Yeah.
He might have Lucy's, but I
yeah,
no.
Yeah, the kid never leaves
I
you.
Think it's, I've, maybe for Matt Damon, it's not Jinxie, cause, but for I think for the regular normal people, it's pretty Jinxie.
I know, I won't do
name.
It.
You could put some sort of symbol
yeah.
of the wife.
She's Irish. Maybe
like I, something
yeah.
like that.
I could
but,
put a four-leaf clover.
Yes.
That's you, honey. That's as far as we're going.
And the other thing I learned on Instagram, and Denise Richards from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it was her first year, my favorite person,
right.
I shouldn't say character, on that show. Fans noticed during a recent reunion show that she had an enlarged thyroid, so she cut gluten from her diet, and she's doing much better.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Fans noticed she had an enlarged...
thyroid, it's, yeah. So, like, on her neck.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they told her, and then she's been feeling much better.
Yeah.
So... the fans are actually
that's happened
nice.
Before. Somebody else had some
kind of... a couple of people, like on HGTV,
right.
they have noticed an enlarged...
a lump or something.
Yes,
in the audience. Yeah. Yeah, the guy there, the schmuck, who cheated on his wife.
Right, flipping out or something like that. On
yeah,
the,
Tarek or whatever.
Yes,
flip or flop.
Yes, flip or flop.
Yeah, he flopped. Big flop. You want to give away some
huge.
Fun stuff? Big flop. Belly flop. Let's do a tough trivia question.
Okay.
For fun, because we have stuff to give away. That's what we do here. We've got a copy of Avengers Endgame on Blu-ray. Fans who bring home Avengers Endgame also gain hours of additional screen time with their favorite cast members. And you qualify for the grand prize collection of all four Avengers movies. If you know the answer to this question, the average woman complains about this twice a day.
Okay.
What
I have so many things.
The average woman complains about
just
this
twice
a day. Just twice.
I
was shocked it's only twice, but that's on average. You have an answer? 617-931.
I have a list.
105. No, we're not doing lists today.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Brian's on vacation. It's 712. Yesterday was our big company clam bake.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good time, didn't we? We had lobster. It was more of a lobster bake than a clam bake.
It was lovely.
Had an awesome time. Wait, I'm sorry. I ate way too much food. I don't know about you.
Judgy. I ate. I was good.
How can you not? It was just awesome.
Yet, you stopped at a grocery store on the way home.
You know, I just... it was later. I thought, you know, maybe a nice salad will be good.
Yeah.
So I went to one of those stores where they have hot food to go.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I was putting it, and they have little boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my little box together. And I noticed there was a woman who was putting hers together. And she went to put something in her box, and it fell.
On the floor?
On the floor. So she picked it up. I thought, okay, well, that's very nice of her. Then she threw it in her box. And I thought, whoa, no, that's, do you know where you are, right? It was seemed like it was a piece of chicken, but covered with something, so it was kind of messy.
Oh, you mean, so it wasn't like a chicken nugget plain where you could dust it off and then put it back in there. It was, it had some sort of gelatinous cover that would attract any sort of microbe.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to tell her, but, but I didn't. I kept my mouth shut for a change.
But, or you were like just completely like,
what are you doing?
Gobsmacked that she'd do that.
She threw it back in. So then she walked off and I kind of made eye contact with somebody else. We're like, wow, she's not throwing that away. So I just made an observation about it, and I put it on our Facebook page for WROR.
Yes.
We've gotten 50 comments so far. Nobody would have, A, said anything to her.
No.
Like, you wouldn't.
What's wrong with you?
Yes.
You're going to get Hep C.
Right? Or they, everybody thought she, the five-second rule does not apply. What do you
say? I feel like in that situation, you are in a public place with a lot of foot traffic. Mm. And, you know, foot traffic, I never was really aware of this, but where your feet are, you know, you use a public restroom, you do all those things, you're wearing your shoes in these situations, you'd carry all those things out and around a salad bar or something like that.
Yeah.
No way. I mean, the five-second rule at my house.
So you're saying the chicken nugget would apply?
No.
Okay, good.
There's no way. But, like, there's, like, for me, there's no way. But then I can see, you know, people are different. But if it was, like, a chicken nugget that you could just dust off, I could see.
Blow
where
off.
You, I mean, I'd probably feed it to my kid.
That's no,
so because if you drop the chicken nugget and you're like, is the kid going to cry or not, I'll just make the decision. But if it's covered in some sort of, like, sauce,
you don't
that
pick
means,
it up.
No, it's, like, over. You toss it and say, oh, well.
Uh-huh. You know what? I thought if it was, like, some old, you know, lady, but whatever. But she was young. Like,
well, she's 30s. Young. She doesn't know better. Yeah, old lady would be like, I'm not picking that up. You know, I'm going to get a disease.
I didn't drop anything. You pick it up.
So the dummy in her 30s doesn't know what can happen to her.
Right. It's like, you haven't paid for it yet. You can throw it away.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Anyway, so 5-second rule. I say it doesn't apply in public.
Have you ever done a 5-second rule and eaten it and then immediately regretted it because you're like, I don't know, there was like.
No.
No?
No, never, never.
I feel like there's, I'm sure that I dumped like, I mean, half of a meatball sub on my floor and just was like, whatever.
Oh, I don't like myself, but you know, for doing it, but there's no regrets.
There's no.
You do it again. Man, I'm really bad, but that was delicious. So the question is at 617-931-1057, does the 5-second rule apply only at home?
I think it only applies
only
at home.
At home.
Only, you know, I feel like I've scooped up ice cream and put it back on the cone for Lucy, though.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like kids.
Is Lucy listening this morning?
10-second rule.
No, but Dave. Is Dave listening now?
Oh, Dave. I mean, Dave would have probably eaten it.
And the other question is it okay to sample, even though there's a sign that says no sampling?
I have thoughts on this, Bob.
I have never done it.
Oh, my God.
Lately. But anyway, I know what your thoughts are. We'll share those next. ROR, it's 80s and more. It's 719. Bob Bronson, LBF, who just got a text from her husband. Do you want to share the text that Dave sent LBF?
About the 5-second rule?
Yeah.
It's about the salad on the floor. Does not qualify for the 5-second rule. That's like a wet mop. Immediate contamination.
Dave's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so
if it's wet, you must forget.
Yes. It's so gross.
John, what do you say?
If it hits the floor, you do not put it in your mouth. And you definitely don't feed it to your children.
Well, I don't. I don't know. Somebody else might, but I don't.
Absolutely not. I don't care what it is, where it is. I'm gonna
throw
it in my mouth.
Not only that, but she bumped it to a 20-second rule.
I'm
just saying.
Sometimes they're crying.
No, never. I don't care what it is. Nothing. Even a piece of candy. No.
Oh, John, coming down.
I'm sorry.
Hard.
Okay.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye. Bye.
Mary, are you contrary on this? Mary?
No, I just don't believe at all about the 5-second rule. But I think with that lady, maybe she saw an opportunity that she wasn't getting that flu for herself. She was getting it for maybe somebody she didn't like.
Oh, Mary with a conspiracy
Mary,
theory.
Yeah, I like the way you think.
You do?
Yeah, it's devious.
It's very devious. All right, Mary, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay, bye-bye.
So well.
Bye. Wow, Mary, thinking that the plot thickens.
Yeah,
maybe she was trying
it's good.
To, you know, bring it home for somebody she didn't like.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's why you should never send your spouse to the salad bar.
That's why. Or send food back, right? So, all right, 7:21. Yeah, so the five-second rule, I don't think it applies in public. You don't either. Right?
No.
Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 7:30. Going to be a nice day today. I mean, not super hot or anything.
Kind of perfect.
I'll take it. 82, right?
Yeah.
And tonight down to 70. It looks like tomorrow a warmer 84, some clouds, right? As far as that goes.
It's good.
Maybe a chance of thunderstorms
Not
tomorrow.
As much squinting.
You don't like to squint. It's foggy.
You
won't be squinting today.
That's why I'm just trying to think of the positive.
Let's take the last call on the topic du jour about the five-second rule in public. We both say that doesn't apply. Okay? All right.
Yeah.
R-O-R, what do you say?
I don't have a comment on the five-second rule, but maybe we could talk about expiration date on leftovers.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you got a take on that?
We have a joke in my house. It's fine. Go ahead. You're good.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Never. I'm good.
Nothing ever goes bad in my fridge.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We made that a week and a half ago.
How about
good. You're good.
How about cottage cheese? That's got to go bad. No?
Chicken, even like pancake batter, like my, it goes bad. But my husband never thinks so. I'm like, there's a film on top of it. You can't eat it.
I'm with Dave.
So we'll just stir it in.
It's fine. Yeah.
You know what's worse is my daughters. If it's even a day before it goes bad, they're done.
Oh no!
Can't have it.
I'll push the expiration date.
Yeah. Okay, but that's the difference.
Expiration versus sell-by. It's only a suggestion.
Exactly.
There you go.
Like goal weight. It's only a suggestion.
I tell my husband, we've been together 5 years. I say, hey, I haven't killed you yet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
See?
Whatever your husband wants to hear. Yet.
Stomach is so strong from my leftovers that he could eat things off the floor.
See,
after
you're building a better man.
We made full circle there. Awesome. There is Sally. Thank you. She'll be on Dateline one night. That's a future Dateline show right there.
The slow death of a husband through expired food.
She tried everything. Did she finally find the right food? Thank
That's
you, Sally.
Messed up.
So
I do want to mention before we move on from this, people who are judging people who eat things off the floor.
Right.
A guy called and mentioned when your baby drops a binky on the ground and then you pick it up and lick it first.
Wait, yeah.
Do we have
I think we have the call here. Yeah, so go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Has anyone ever been on a flight and you've seen a mother with a young child, they drop the binky or whatever it is on the floor there?
Yeah, been there.
Oh, and then blow
at that
it off.
Point, I think it's probably cleaner to wash it off in the toilet than try and wipe it off.
I know. It's bad. You know what we do? Because moms are the best. We'll wipe it off with our mouth first. I've done it. It's bad, but it's better than crying.
That's it. On a plane.
You're hardcore, LBG. You're hardcore.
She is. You gotta love it. All
Thanks,
right,
guys. You have a good day.
You're hardcore. You've done it.
I've done it multiple times, and I'm still alive,
don't worry
about it.
You know what else parents do? You can only do this to one other, well, you know, depending on how many kids you have, is you actually clean their nose for them.
Oh, you clean, yeah.
You go in there and get it.
Yeah,
you wouldn't
gross.
Do that for any other human.
No.
Right? I don't
think. No, I wouldn't. I can honestly say, no, I wouldn't.
There you have it. That's love. That's love. We're going to clean up your nose for you. It's 7:34. LBF coming up in Dirty Laundry.
Well,
what's in the hamper?
I have a bachelorette update. Hannah B. and Tyler, are they dating or is a Hadid model getting in the way?
Those Hadids.
I know.
Everywhere.
They're tricky.
Hadid did it. All right. That's coming up. 7:45 is Dirty Laundry.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's Dirty Laundry with LBF. Bob Bronson, Brian Bell is out on vacation.
We have got
the beach where we all want to be today because it's going to be beautiful. We've got a 90210 tour. We've got the most expensive condo for sale in LA, and you won't believe who it belongs to. A little bit of bachelorette drama, but first, Robert Kraft. How's he doing? Well, he brought his new doctor girlfriend to the Hamptons Gala celebrating this Apollo event. The new girlfriend, do you know about her? Her name is Dana Bloomberg. She's a doctor. She's 45 years old.
Oh, 45.
Yes, he's 78.
Oh, so I'm just that's gonna not leave that twice right his there. Age.
They were holding hands when they walked into the French Open final in June.
How old's Bob?
Bob is 78.
She's 45?
45. So the pair arrived at Apollo in the Hamptons on last Saturday night, where guests included Jerry and Jessica Seinfeld and Spike Lee. I guess Kraft and longtime love Ricky Lander had broken up a little bit ago, and I don't know. I guess he's in love again. You know, she's 45. It's a doctor.
It's only 33 years. I mean, what's that?
It's interesting, isn't it?
Reserving comment.
But everybody wants to marry a data doctor, so why should Robert Kraft be any different?
You know? You can look for Mr. Wright or Dr. Wright.
Hey, Hannah B., Bachelorette, choice. Speaking of dating, she dumped Jed, then asked Tyler out on a date on the final episode. Mm-hmm. They went out, apparently, but now Tyler has been seen with Gigi Hadid. And that's just has tongues wagging because they were seen leaving the Soho House in Brooklyn. And I know that you can't start your day without knowing that. Those Hadid girls are gorgeous.
They're supermodels, aren't they?
They're supermodels. They're yeah. Yolanda Hadid's daughters. Their stepfather was David Foster, they were on Real Housewives. And David mm-hmm. Foster just married, speaking of young women,
yeah.
Catherine McPhee, who's like 35.
Yeah. That's right.
And I don't enjoy her.
So the Hadids watch Bachelor, then they pick up the scraps. I got it.
Yeah, you know, just
more,
for fun.
More or less.
Okay, so what does a $35 million penthouse in Los Angeles like? What's it like?
$35
million. And who does it belong to?
Who does it belong to?
First of all, I'm going to describe it. It's 9,300 square feet. It includes an in-unit home theater and four expansive terraces. It's got sculptural lighting fixtures and marble accents and
this
all
is the
good
most
stuff.
Expensive penthouse in L.A.
Yes.
$33 million.
35.
Who owns it? 35.
And you won't believe who owns it.
Who owns it?
It's Matthew Perry. So what's the lesson?
From Friends?
Yes.
He doesn't work.
He's your star in a subpar, in my opinion, but I know I'm pretty much alone here.
Whoa.
Sitcom. And
subpar?
You, I didn't love Friends.
You didn't
I just
love
have
Friends?
To say
Even
I
when
didn't
it was
love it.
New?
No.
Really?
I didn't love it. It wasn't my jam. And I know it's almost a character flaw.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't
Everybody
think
loves Friends.
Everybody?
What'd you like better?
Dave didn't like Friends. I think that's what brought us together.
I think that would be.
We were like, what are we doing Thursday night? Not watching Friends. You want to go out for a drink?
How about Seinfeld? You had to watch Seinfeld.
I loved Seinfeld.
Love Seinfeld.
Here's a little
better, please.
Yes. Fun fact about Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Did you know who his stepdad is?
I don't.
His stepdad since 1981 is Keith.
Steve?
No.
It's not Steve Perry?
No, it's not Steve, but that's a good guess.
I guess.
Keith Ooh. Morrison from Dateline.
Love Keith.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a stepdad. He's been married to Suzanne.
I'm telling you. You can have Friends. You could have Seinfeld. Give me Dateline Saturday night with Keith.
It's so true.
Well, well, well. Sounds like someone's getting his honker bent out of shape.
Ah.
Get it? Honker could be nose or horn.
Yeah, there's Keith Morrison.
I love
right
Keith
He's
Morrison.
The best.
He can tell a story like no other. You had a great idea.
Yeah.
That he should be the voice on Waze.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like, do you want to take this left?
Don't
or
be so.
Don't you?
Exactly. Not so fast.
And I just right? Exactly. Yeah. You might want to slow down on traffic ahead. Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling to launch a live talk show tour. The Beverly Hills reboot is tomorrow night on Fox, but they are going to be touring the country and they're going to land here in Medford on November 24th. It's the Ultimate Girls Night. So if you want tickets to that, those are going on sale soon. Watch out for that.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do it.
I can do that. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Or did she?
Okay. Yeah. Now I feel weird.
It got weird. Or did it? That's coming up on Dateline. No, I love Keith. I swear, Saturday nights, I would stay home and watch Dateline.
Yeah.
Other than just about anything else you can
but
come up
But the subject
with.
Matter.
How sad is
the
that?
Voice was smooth. The subject matter was terrifying.
It always is, but he's so comforting.
He is. Yeah. He is.
What's a little blood? Anyway, so that's Keith coming up. Let's do Grand in 60 seconds.
Kind of messed up, Bob.
I know. I like it. But it would be great on Waze.
Yes, it really would.
I like that. Yeah. Take a left. Or don't. Or did you?
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, let's say good morning to Alyssa King from Rowley. Good morning, Alyssa. Here she is. Alyssa. Oh. No, we got her.
I'm here.
Okay, oh, good. From Rowley. Rowley's beautiful.
Yeah, you like Rowley?
Nice and rural. Yes, out of the city a little bit.
Exactly. And there's a great little farm, Tender something, Tender Crop?
Tender Crop, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They have really good ground beef.
Okay,
good. I mean, among all the other things, but I got burger from there, and I was like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
You know,
they grow their own, or raise their own cattle, so yep. It's nice to eat local.
What's the name of it again?
Tender
Crop.
Well, yeah, I like that. You know, I like a co-host that likes burger. That is good. I'm psyched.
Notice I didn't like, oh, great vegetables. No,
I was so glad you went right to burger. Alyssa, Alyssa's a brand new mom. Now you have a 2-year-old girl, and now you just have a 3-week baby boy.
That's correct, yeah. So just adjusting to life with two.
No, it's not twice as much. It's like 5 times as much.
Yes, so. But it's,
yeah,
all good.
It's all
and
good.
And they have each other.
Yes.
Exactly. That's hopefully sweet. They like each other.
They will.
All right, Alyssa, you ready to play?
Because they'll gang up on you.
And she only has one, and she knows this.
I know that.
Alyssa, so here's how the game works, right? We're going to LBF's going to read you 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to get them all correctly. If you get them right, you win $1,000. That's a lot of diaper money, am I right?
Indeed. We'll need it.
All right, here we go. Coming down 3, 2, 1.
What is the third letter of the alphabet?
C.
True or false, July 2019 was the hottest month ever recorded?
False.
Who sings Material Girl?
Madonna.
What is the capital of Montana?
Gosh, I should know this.
You can pass.
Pass.
Who played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210?
Luke Perry?
Who is Matthew Perry's stepfather?
Oh, boy. Friends trivia is my thing, too. I don't know, Pat.
What is measured using a Richter scale?
Earthquake.
What's the name of the yogurt that comes in an easy, squeezable tube?
Go-gurt?
Yasmin, Chloe, Jade, and Sasha were what kind of dolls?
Oh!
You ran out of time. But that's okay. It's always good to pass quickly so you can come back to them, but that's all right. But you got a lot right.
By the last question. Quarterback, yeah, but yeah.
I know, I'm sorry. Just trying.
You gotta be fast with the pass.
Yes, Yasmin, Chloe, Jade, and Sasha were Bratz dolls. Remember those? So here's your friend's trivia. Who is Matthew Perry's stepfather? Dateline's Keith Morrison.
Hey, now.
Oh, okay.
And who knew?
Yeah.
Montana is Helena. And true or false, July 2019 was the hottest month ever recorded.
That was true, right?
Yep. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, Alyssa. So that's all right.
I guess I spent some of it in a hospital room, so I just wasn't aware.
Yeah.
That's right. So that's a good excuse.
You know what Keith would say.
Well.
All right. That's fine.
You're obsessed with Keith Morrison.
I kind of am today. Alyssa, nobody walks away empty-handed from this show. Am I right?
Nope.
Right. We got a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. That is next Tuesday night. So if you can get a babysitter, or you can re-gift. Either way, it's going to be a great show. All right?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for playing, and congratulations.
Thank you, Alyssa.
On your babies. That's the most important prize of all.
That's right. You got it. Thank you. Hang on, Alyssa. So are you burning toast?
I'm burning toast.
What the?
Cody, I said, can you make sure my toast doesn't burn? And honestly, it's like...
You burned the toast.
It's fine.
No, it's fine.
It just smells like a...
It smells like a fire in here.
Hey, maybe Bruce Springsteen's son.
His
can
son,
kind of come
yes,
back.
Yes, Sam Springsteen.
Callback anyway, from yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we do here.
Well.
That's it. Oh, I love Keith. Anywho, so Alyssa, thanks for playing. Those were tough questions. You know what? I didn't know Montana either. I hate that. I was going to say Billings, but it was Helena.
Capitals are really hard.
Do you pronounce it Helena?
Helena.
It's Helena.
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, don't ask me. I mispronounce everything.
No, it's Helena. It is. Here we go.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Nice day today. Mix of clouds and sun. Pretty much what you see is what you get. High 82. Tonight, 70. Cloudy. Maybe some thunder tomorrow. Thunderstorms. Chance of rain about 30% for tomorrow. 68 in Boston. So there was a survey. This is really funny, LBF. About spoiler alerts, last week, I don't know what the topic was we were discussing, and Brian, well, I guess, gave you a spoiler alert on
well,
an
he
old...
He gave everybody. He said it on the air.
He said it on the air. What was the movie?
It's The Sixth Sense. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
But he did. He said something about The Sixth Sense. So there's actual survey where people are discussing, you know, spoiler alerts. And
how long is like...
How long? Movies almost have an indefinite... spoiler alert rule, so you never ever give away the ending of a movie.
I don't think that you should give away the ending of a movie or TV show ever, because, and here's why I say this, because I realized how important it is to be surprised. Because when I saw A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper,
I
even
haven't
though
seen it yet. Be careful.
I know, I won't say
I
a word
seen it.
Even though it has been made, this is the fourth time, and it's basically the same story.
Yeah,
I did not know how it ended, which made it a way better movie for me.
Right.
Because I was like, and so luckily no one had said anything and I hadn't seen the three previous movies.
Do you want to know what the survey says?
What's the survey say?
Survey said movies like Sixth Sense or that.
A Star Is Born, yeah.
Is forever. Game of Thrones is 48 hours.
Or no.
Yeah. So now... I used to work with a woman who gave the 48-hour rule on spoiler alert. So we were watching Walking Dead and Fear Walking. She would give you 48 hours to watch a show, or she would go, and then she would go on her Facebook page or social and just say, "Can you believe what happened to Negan?"
And spoil
and I can't,
everything.
Or whatever.
And then you'd yell at
and
her.
I'd say, "You can't do that." She goes, "Well, I gave you 48 hours." Too bad. Like, I'm going to give you 48 hours.
I don't think that's wrong. Like, I think that should be a rule among friends.
Yeah.
That if you're watching a show that your person says, I'm only on episode 5, then you have to just keep quiet.
Right.
Now, social media is one thing because that's your bag. That's your fault. If you're going to go on social media and you're going to see something, but you should write at the top, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Sometimes, though, you just take to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and you have to rant about something.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there's an exception to the rule.
Well, now the rule, let's say Stranger Things, if you're watching Netflix.
I haven't seen any of the
third season. Do you know
what
the rule covers?
What is it?
Well, they say 2 weeks.
It's not long
after
enough.
After it drops. It's not long
it's
enough.
It's not long enough. And here's why.
Binger.
Let me plead my case.
Yeah.
It's summer. And like when you go on vacation in the summer, usually, if you know, we don't take, like, you know, our TV with us or our Netflix account. We just kind of like get off the grid. So you can't catch up.
Right.
So you got to give at least till December
mm-hmm.
for all the shows.
Yeah, that's going
to
be good luck
and
with that.
And it's worse when there's like sporting events and you try to avoid those things, because I know in the past, Brian Bell has tried to avoid finding out what is going on with that. But like, I think there's a rule. Is there a mm-hmm. rule there that's like a couple of hours? I feel like it needs to be more. I think it needs to be more.
Well, I say 48 hours on a broadcast show.
Okay.
You can't say anything like a Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't.
I think you should.
Netflix.
A week.
You know, but don't go public. Don't go social with it.
And you can never spoiler alert, especially The Sixth
Sense.
Because that's the best ending
Brian
ever.
Did it last week. Yeah. Is he on vacation or was he fired? That's the question right now.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I feel bad for you too, LBF.
You do?
Yeah, they were, up until Ed Sheeran, the number one grossing concert act of all time, with $700 million on their tour, but Ed Sheeran just beat them. By about $70 million.
Beaten by a hot ginge.
By a hot ginger. That's it. That is
well,
it.
You know, all reigns must end.
That was it. Their reign ended there, so you feel bad. I don't know how they're going to manage.
I don't feel really bad.
No, you really don't.
But I'm also super surprised that Ed Sheeran was the one who toppled
huge.
Them.
He's huge.
Yeah.
So this is it. For first dates, there's a new study out of England just like Ed. According mm-hmm. to this study, when couples had dessert on a first date, they were twice as likely to go out again as couples who didn't.
Well, that makes sense to me because, as I said, I think when you commit to a date, a lot of people just commit to a drink, and then you're like, hey, you want to grab some dinner, mm-hmm. and then you're like each other, and you're like, hey, you want to get a dessert,
so
and
you
then
think
it's like
it's
the
time. Well,
thing.
Well, here's where that's not entirely correct. This
okay.
is where it gets interesting. It's not just ordering the dessert that it's important. The act of sharing it is the key. Researchers found that the act of literally, I know you don't like this, literally feeding the other person a bite of dessert on your fork was a big sign that couples had chemistry.
Okay.
93% of couples that fed each other got together again.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that night, but that's it. So, now, think back, first date, it's going so well. He orders dessert, then he carves out a, what would you like for dessert?
Let's just say cake.
Okay, so there's cake.
Chocolate.
I'm doing like a brownie sundae myself. So, yeah, he takes a fork and he reaches across the table, open wide.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, like in Boss
like
Baby.
A baby.
I don't do that. I don't know. Like a first date, that's just like a,
yeah.
I don't know. It just makes you feel like a, it's kind of weird. And also, and maybe this is an age thing. But maybe I just feel like I'm kind of approaching the age where somebody is going to have to feed me that I don't want to start early.
Right.
It's just like a, yeah. I don't know. It's like, it's one of those weird things. Like if I saw a couple feeding each other dessert at a restaurant, it's the same awkward feeling I get when I see a couple who go in the, both side, on the same side of a booth or the same side of a table. I'm like, it's wrong. You're freaking me out. Stop it.
Don't you guys ever sit next to each other?
No, like, if and there's nobody in front of you?
If there's a bad table. If there's a TV, I will.
You'll sit next.
If they're watching a game, we'll sit next to each other and watch the game at a bar.
That's what bars are for, like next to each other.
Well,
but like,
no,
but
no
if
stools.
You're in a... Like,
no, we're not doing that. No, I'm with you 100% on that. It's weird.
Do you feed your wife dessert?
No, but she feeds me ice cream because, you know, I really don't want it. But if you're going to get it and you don't want to eat it, I'll have it. So here's the question. I already got your answer. If you're on a first date, would you want the guy to feed you a bite of dessert?
Is it just a girl-guy thing, or can it be...
It can be either.
Either.
But it seems like the guy is feeding. But because any guy will... I'd open wide. Sure, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
100%.
All right. So,
I'm
yeah.
in. Yeah. But I don't know if I would feed her on a first date.
It seems weirdly intimate.
It does.
For a public thing.
Mm.
And just odd. And well, I'm judging you if
you
it's
wanna,
happening.
You want to take a call on it?
Yeah, sure,
let's
I
just
do.
Let's see if it's just us being a little too weird. What do you think?
Call the ROR Morning Show now at 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
1057 WROR.
So, yeah, we just shared this survey out of England. 93% of couples who share dessert on their first date are built to last.
Yeah,
they'll have more and more dates.
When he feeds her the dessert from his fork.
Yes, his fork. He feeds you dessert. You've made it that far into the meal. It's dessert time, and he wants to feed you. Do you open wide? Hi,
oh,
ROR.
Good God.
I would have to say absolutely not, because I'm capable of feeding myself. So I would feel weird if somebody else was feeding me.
Would it feel weird if someone just gave you...
Yeah.
On a first date. Yeah.
I would say definitely no, because I'm a very independent person, so I can eat myself.
It would just be weird. Like, you're like, no, I got it. I'll take my own bite. Like, because then you can control the portion and what you like in the bite, you know?
But then you're sending the wrong message. I'm not fun.
I'm fun. I just don't want to be fed.
No, you're not fun.
I disagree. We're fun. Yeah, okay. I agree.
Got it. Thank you, Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye. There you go. Yeah, Andrea says, no way.
Again, I really am going to double down on this, but taking my own bite. Because think about it. When I take a bite of Dave's dessert, like I do the portion correctly. I dip it in the sauce that I want, not like, well, you know, what if it was a choice between caramel and raspberry and he went for the raspberry? I'm like, why are you missing the caramel?
You put your order in.
Right.
You'd say, sweep to the left. Thank you. Pick up some caramel. Don't forget the raspberry. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Well, I tell you, our favorite dessert is like hot fudge. Sunday, something like that.
Yes.
And pet peeve when they don't put enough hot fudge in.
I know.
It's called a what? Yeah. Hot fudge sundae. I'll go ask for more. Would you ever ask for more?
Yes.
Yeah.
And good. They're not surprised.
No.
Would
not.
You be? Oh, here she comes.
Here she wants
Bet
more.
Bet she wants more.
Here comes Fudgy. Here we go.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.